got the Gucci in my life, in my life. In my life, in my life. Got to get you in my life, in my life.
Got to get you in my life,
in my life.
Got to get you in my life, in my life.
Medford, Somerville, maybe into Arlington. Happy Wednesday, February 20th. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO.
MFO.
Tufts Freeform Radio. You're here with me, Nick, and...
They call me Spencer.
And this is Soibus, Hold the Dairy. Moist. Thanks for tuning in. We've got a great show for you today. What you just heard was Earth, Wind, and Fire, cover of the Beatles song, Got to Get You Into My Life.
I didn't realize that was a cover of a Beatles song.
That's what I played this yesterday, and similarly, Gabe said that too. So.
Cool.
It is.
Seamless.
Yep. Paul Wales on the original. I like that. This is a good cover, though. Fun. Spence, how's your day looking?
I would say my day's looking pretty good. I had high hopes that I would get on a run this morning. Didn't happen, but that's okay. Got to a meeting instead, and now I'm playing with the label maker, so that's kind of fun.
Great.
After our little radio show, I'll head home, get some food in my tummy. Some food in my tummy. Some calories in the good old stomachago. I've got a meeting for my work at 12. Gonna disappoint my boss, maybe.
Okay.
And then some meetings later on in the day. And some
hit your boss with a joke to start it off.
Hey, boss, you know what's a good joke? My performance at work.
One of them anti-jokes.
One of them anti-jokes. He'll love it.
Bosses eat that up.
Yeah, bosses love that stuff. So, I don't know. So, we'll do that, and we'll talk to some people and get their opinions on it. So, what about you?
What about me? I have a good outlook on the day. I feel a little dazed and confused right now, am I right?
Wednesdays, am I right?
Wednesdays. But I'm looking to get out of that. Mm-hmm. And then really just catapult into the day. Fly through some class.
Okay.
Through some interpersonal, repertoire building, I would say.
Repertoire building. Can you clarify what repertoire building?
Interpersonal repertoire building.
Okay. So,
just
learning.
Learning how you interact with others.
Oh. Is it something you've done in the past?
It's something you do every day, Spence. Just by being in relation to others, by communication.
Mm-hmm. You're naming things that I don't feel particularly great with, but that's okay.
Okay. So, that's why we practice.
That's why I'm on the air. feel free to call in and talk to me.
Yeah, I want this to be a heady show, you know? So if you're really feeling it, feeling the Wednesday blues or the Wednesday butterflies.
Wednesday butterflies. Oh.
Yeah.
Would you say heard that? No. Would you say you're more in a Wednesday butterflies or Wednesday blues?
I'd say it's
a collab.
I like to say it's always both.
Uh-huh.
That's been my mantra this year. It's always both.
Mm. I have a playlist called Mantra.
Mm.
Interesting idea, playlist names. Do you think that they're important?
It depends if it's just for you or if it's... even if it's just for you, it's important.
Mm.
It's honestly the most important thing.
Do you name your playlist?
I do.
When you make a playlist, not to say you have one standard way of making playlists, but is it purely temporal? Like, is it just like, oh, here's a batch of songs I was listening to at this point in time? Do they have a general loose theme, like wet indie music for a rainy day when I want to study?
Right.
Maybe let's go through Nick's playlist, guys.
Let's open up the freaking archives. So my first playlist I named classics because it was classic rock based. Nice. So it was the classic rock I liked at a certain time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
We have chalt, which is like chill alternative music.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of them I make for others, you know. I like to spread the love.
The interpersonal piece. I see it comes in.
Yeah, the interpersonal repertoire building. Yeah, so then I like to personalize it with maybe, you know, alliteration using the first letter of the name of the person I'm...
Oh, nice.
You know?
I like that. What's an example?
Peter's picks playlist.
Picks for Peter.
Peter picked a playlist. That's one.
Piper Pickle. Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. Well, that's nice. I mean, that's pleasant that you do that for...
Hey, if you ever just have to ask if you ever want a playlist.
Mm.
I don't know. Asking's hard sometimes.
Is hard. That's another thing I've been working on. But
you gotta ask for what you want so you can get it.
That's very true.
Otherwise, no one knows what you want. Sorry.
Stop speaking to me. I don't know. I like to think that we like, you know, it's more of an informal playlist that we create together.
Okay. I don't think so, but that's nice.
You got any songs on any of those playlists?
Yeah, I can play. For sure.
Cool. I make playlist names, but I don't have any songs.
Yeah, they're all empty. All right, this one's going to be a little Etta James for you real ones, I guess.
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before, no, no. Yeah. I just wanna tell you right now that I believe, I really do believe that. Something's got a hold on me, yeah.
Oh, it must be love.
I even sound sweeter when I talk. I said, oh, oh, oh,
That makes me feel, Spence, feel something.
I got something in my bones.
In my bones. So you heard Etta James, Something's Got a Hold on Me, which you may know, you youngsters may know, from the Avicii Levels fame. It's a widely sampled one. And I don't think I heard the original until fairly recently. So it's fun.
Got me.
Got me. It's got a hold on me. Then we had Supertramp, the logical song. Like that one. Mm-hmm. It's all about not trusting that the schools are teaching you the right kind of knowledge, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that emotional learning? That
interpersonal
repertoire building. And then we just finished it off with a classic by Blue Oyster Cult called Burnin' For You.
I'm just gonna put this out there. I don't fully agree with cults, but I'm just saying, seems like the right one might be fun.
The right one might be a blast.
And it seems like the Blue Oyster Cult. Not a bad one to join.
Not of all the cults, not a bad one. Not a bad one.
But hey, what do I know? Okay. We got okay. Let's have more music for
We don't have time to talk, Spence. We gotta play.
Busy. No, continue.
I was just gonna say, you and I were talking about how we wanna do this thing on the radio where it's like we play every song, so we just like start with the first year
and zero.
Go through all the songs and then we go to one and then just all the way through. And I think if we really squeeze it in and don't talk too much,
we can get it done in the show. There's a lot of Gregorian chants to get through.
That's true, they're long. We'll speed them up for you. Shouts out to the 13 listeners out there. That's kind of a rave.
Unprecedented.
Kind of a bop.
Wow. That's a big ego stroke.
Ego stroke. Cool. So let's keep on rolling on this tunes train rat. Tune train.
Choo choo.
Choo choo.
All aboard. All aboard the Tunes train ride.
We're going to listen to some Duran Jones and the Indications. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, all right. So in that little chunk, you had Duran Jones and the Indications with Make a Change. Then we had a John Lennon cover of a Fats Domino song called Ain't That a Shame. I like that one. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And now it gave me the idea that I want to play some more covers. And I have a few lined up that I'm excited about.
Nice.
One of which I haven't heard.
Fresh
fun
song.
For everybody.
Fun for everyone. Not everyone knows what's going to go on. These PSA things are so interesting.
That's true.
But there's one that...
Oh, and Big Thief Masterpiece.
Big
you
Thief
just heard.
Masterpiece, yes.
The classic. Just saw Adrienne Linker in concert.
Oh,
amazing.
Okay. But what's the relation to Big Thief?
Singer.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Did not know.
She just released a solo album.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Or EP.
This was at the Sinclair, right?
It was.
Cool.
I think that's up there in my favorite... I think that's my favorite spot to see a concert. I'll say it.
Cool. I would agree. Have you ever been to Great Scott?
I've never been in the Great Scott.
Small.
Mm.
Intimate.
Intimate.
Good bar. Yeah. People have dogs in this fight. Feel free to call in with your opinions on venues in the greater Boston area.
Also call in with your opinions on... If you have feelings about, you know, we usually go for play three songs and then talk and recap.
Mm.
If you have strong feelings about that, should we play fewer songs and then talk? More songs and then talk? What do you want to hear? What sounds good to you?
Yeah.
We might not necessarily change, but...
But we're looking for feedback.
We'll surely listen.
Yeah.
And don't call me Shirley. All right, hit us with the PSA.
Hey, Nick, let me talk to you today about School on Wheels of Massachusetts.
Okay.
School on Wheels of Massachusetts is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students, grades K through 12, impacted by homelessness in southeastern Mass. We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and in life. If you have 1 hour of free time a week and want to use it to make real change, contact School on Wheels at chris@sowma.org or visit our website at www.sowma.org. Thank you for caring about our kids.
Good thing you read out that URL, I'm sure. People were jotting down the...
Well, I wasn't, like, Sowma.
Right.
Yeah.
Sowma.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
No, it was great.
Yeah.
Seriously, good job.
Why are you trying to detract from the issue at hand, Nick?
You're right.
But yeah, in all seriousness, a good cause.
Yes. Okay. So we're coming to the last third of the show.
The third?
Which is my favorite.
I always call it the third act. You know?
Yeah, the third act.
First act, we get people going. Second act, they're kind of... What's going
conflict.
On?
There's conflict. There's
conflict. Third act.
Third act, there's resolution.
Sweet, sweet resolution.
In the form of Daryl.
In the form of Daryl.
So.
Daryl, the single beacon of stability in an otherwise chaotic world.
Yeah. DJD.
DJD.
So we'll keep moving it right along. For you. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Touch Freeform Radio. Okay, so we're gonna hear someone named Rihanna, ever heard of her, do a cover of a Tame Impala song.
Whoa, that's nice mix of genres there.
It
not
is.
Not what I would expect.
It was on her album, Anti.
Cool.
Yeah.
You learned something new.
Let's give her a ride. That's what we used to say in baseball when people were up to bat. Give it a ride. Okay.
you're saying. You can get it wrong and still think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. Before too long, we can work it out. We can work it out. Work it out with me, baby. Work it out with me, baby.
as David Byrne sings underneath us. Let's recap. We had Same Old Mistakes by Rihanna, cover of Tame Impala. We Can Work It Out, Stevie Wonder, cover of The Beatles, of course. Take Me to the River, Talking Heads, cover of Al Green. We've got 5 minutes left, Spence. How about that?
Time flies when you're playing the tunes.
It's true. So, I guess we'll wind down.
Yeah.
Get ready to hand it over to DJ D.
Got one more in the books for us?
Yeah. This is going to be another Beatles cover. Michael Jackson this time.
Let's ride.
Let's ride. 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Reform Radio.